Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer for when you feel misunderstood together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for When You Feel Misunderstood by Christine Perry. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Genesis 16:13. There are very few things that hurt worse than being misunderstood, especially when the one who misunderstands is someone very close to you. Whenever I face a situation like this, I want to get defensive. I want to explain myself. There was another woman named Hagar whose role was misunderstood. After being taken advantage of, she was wrongly mistreated. The worst part about it, she was not even given a choice in the matter. She was a slave. She had no voice. Abram and Sarai, later known as Abraham and Sarah, were Hagar's master. Since Sarah was barren, she decided to take things into her own hands and give Hagar to her husband. Before I continue the story, I want us all to keep in mind that God is still sovereign over our choices. God could have prevented Hagar from being pregnant, as he is the one who opens and closes wombs. 1 Samuel 1:6. However, God allowed Hagar to get pregnant. Genesis 16, 4b through 6 reveals to us what happens next. When she, Hagar, knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your slave is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. Despite this hurtful situation, the Lord used this tragedy to show himself not only to Hagar, but also to us. She says to the Lord, "You are the God who sees me." Whatever misunderstanding occurs in your life, remember that God is not only the one who sees you, but also the one who can defend you. Pastor Chuck Swindoll once said, "God is a specialist at making something useful and beautiful out of something broken and confused." Hagar is just one of many who were misunderstood. Noah was mocked for building a boat. Joseph was mislabeled as a rapist. David was viewed as a threat. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den for rebellion, and Jesus was killed for not being acknowledged for who he claimed to be, the Son of God. Whatever you are going through, you can take heart knowing that there were many in the Bible who were misunderstood and mistreated because of it. Although I'm sure your situation is incredibly hard and painful, your story is not over. God is not done yet. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you humbly and confess that I have at times misunderstood you. You always have my best in mind, and yet the circumstances I am facing are difficult, challenging, and heartbreaking. Lord, I ask for greater grace to be able to handle the situations you have placed me in. Father, I ask for wisdom when it comes to being misunderstood. I ask that you help me not to take it personally. I ask that you would help me to see from the other person's point of view, perhaps an angle I cannot see. Not only do you see me and my heart, you also see the other person's heart. Would you give me the wisdom to know if I should address this misunderstanding or not? I ask that if I am to remain quiet, that you would fight for me, and if I am supposed to speak up, that you will fill my mouth with the words you want me to say. Ultimately, I ask that through this situation, I would come to know you better and that you would help me to become more like you. Lord, thank you for your patience, kindness, and mercy with me. I do not deserve it, but I am deeply thankful for it. Lord, I love you. Help me to love you more. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.